Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's get to – see, again, you cost me the show tweet again. I end up talking to you more. This is what I'm going to do, the show tweet. But this vest of yours has just distracted me.
How dare you?
You know, how dare you?
Vest is distracting.
How dare you? When is it appropriate to say
– How dare you?
How dare you? 651-461-9226. And when has someone said, how dare you, and you want to say, really?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like as we were talking about.
Shame on you. That's another one.
Shame on you. It's also when we get a text. Another robbery in Minneapolis. I dare you to talk about it. Like oh, that's it. You got me. Yeah. You got me. How long have you hated your arms?
I love my arms. That's why I show
apparently,
them off.
Apparently not.
I show them off.
No. Anybody wears a vest.
The gun's coming at you.
Anybody wears a vest should be sucked off the plane.
Oh, come on.
Dave, you're with me, right? Sucked off the planet. Go to a hot planet where you can disrespect your arms and they'll feel better.
I just bought, for hunting season, a heated vest. It's got a battery pack.
I got a better idea for you. Just buy a coat and you'll be fine.
No, this got the battery pack and the heated pads.
That's like cheating and fishing. I mean, come on. That's like, you know, when you're fishing and they got the sonar and they got the go to the fish. Psst, psst, I'm a worm. Come here. And then, boom, you get it. Heated vest.
Oh, yeah. Heated
How
socks.
Soft are you?
Pretty soft.
Right? Yeah. Remember your South St. Paul? You were
tough. I get
tough.
It, yeah. Right.
Now you got the mansion in Rosemount.
Yep.
You need gated.
Great South St. Paul joke on our show today, by the way.
Oh. Hold on a second. La-di-da. I mean, do you hear that, Dave? What a great joke we had today.
No, it wasn't from me.
Oh, okay.
It's from a listener.
Yeah.
So we were doing first kiss. Where did you – do you remember your first kiss? Guy called in. He said, oh, yeah. I was at the drive-in getting hot and heavy with a gal, and she whispered in my ear, kiss me where it stinks. And he drove her to South St. Paul.
That's a tough opening line, by the way. I mean,
hey-o!
I mean, what's happened to CCO?
What has happened? Not once, but twice.
Kiss me where it stinks, man. Did you give the $130 million, by the way, for the military? Did you see Don yesterday?
I did. Yeah. Yeah.
Likelihood that's...
on the up and up?
In any way accurate.
From this administration? No, completely believable.
Completely believable. I mean, it's a hell of a gesture if somebody, the president, we'll get to Major in 20 minutes. Suggested some friend, he can't identify you, just gave $130 million to pay the military. If true.
No, absolutely.
That would be great. I just, because the president said it, my default is, really?
Right.
Okay, so let's, you stay here for the second before you go. And here's the opening topic. What the hell happened to the Vikings? I mean, that's my, what in the hell happened to the Minnesota Vikings? That was embarrassing. That was non-competitive. And I didn't see it live because by then I was on the diplomat. But I saw the KOC press conference today, and he was talking about, you know, I've always loved our compete level. How can he honestly, with a straight face, after last night's game, be telling me about one of the things he likes about his team is the compete level? There was no comparison.
No.
Compete level last night, right?
Not at all. And I get it. You have injuries on your offensive line, but to have backups that, just offensive offensive line play. That, and then the defense is the top story for me. Just
him
make some guy who's never heard of, suddenly he's Walter Payton.
Yeah. LaDainian Tomlinson
yeah.
ain't walking in that door.
Right.
Chuck Muncy isn't
Chuck
walking
Muncy,
in
yeah.
that door. Little Train James ain't walking in that door. Come on. So text me right now, 651-461-9226. The question is, what the hell happened to the Vikings? Let's go to the defense, because I'm with you 1,000%. And by the way, Beefalo can't be Teflon. You know, he can't be, because, God, I saw this everywhere on Twitter last night. Well, can't be Brian Flores. So we can never criticize Brian Flores? I mean, is he Lombardi? Did he invent the game? And I get it. He's had a very good track record with the Belichick tree. Not a great tracker in Miami, and a weird situation where they're supposedly paying him to lose games. And, I mean, is it possible that it's AI? Okay, here's my new theory, because we're obsessed with AI videos. I think it's really Ed Donatell, but it's AI Donatell. Brian Flores. Yeah. Prove me wrong.
Yes.
Put that out there. Text right now. Can we tweet that out? Is it possible that it's Ed Donatell, but it's actually AI Brian Flores? Because
theory.
Whatever they're trying, she ain't working.
No. So
let's go back. Okay. They brought in Hargrave and Allen, both major disappointments.
So far, absolutely.
You know, I did, this will shock you, I went with a cheap shot. When Hargrave inadvertently hit the referee there, I said, first guy Hargrave's hit in 3 weeks.
Hey,
right? Those guys aren't doing it.
No.
Jalen Redmond is clearly, right now, without me breaking down the all-22, but just watching the game and talking to people, it seems abundantly clear he is the best defensive lineman. And when they lost Phillips and they lost Bullard, those guys couldn't rush the quarterback, but they could stop the run.
Stop the run.
Stop the run. Then you get to the linebackers. Ivan Pace, I mean, what happened to him? You know, I mean, what is he thinking on the kickoff return when the policy, the rule is clearly you have to stand there until Rolf Benerska kicks the ball? That might be my only Chargers kicker in the past. There was some guy I kept missing from Iowa, too. Remember the Chargers used to miss field goals all the time
yeah.
in the playoffs? Just,
who was the coach then? It was just,
well, you had Don Coryell for a while. You had Marty out there, too. Marty had some. But they, yeah. Chargers would make the playoffs 13-3, and then some guy would just miss field goals. But you're supposed to stay there, and Pace is just like, it's me and you going to O'Donovan's. He's just backpedaling. But they barely play him. They do really miss Van Ginkle. I think that is fair. He is.
Dallas Turner, jeez.
Let's get to him. They gave up. They gave up five. Can you look it up, Dave? Did they give five draft choices for that guy? He's just a guy.
Yeah.
He is in.
What was he thinking? Like launching into.
He should have been ejected.
Yeah. What is he thinking?
How is that not targeting? He launched and led with his helmet. Also would have showed me something if KOC would have said,
Sit down. Yep.
You're coming back in the third quarter. Now, it's easy for me to say that on the couch because they don't have a lot of other options with Van Gink out. Do you see what they gave up for Turner? It's might even be six draft.
So the Vikings got the 17th
yep.
to get Turner. Jaguars received the 23rd overall. The 167th, a 2025 the following year, third-round pick, and a fourth-round pick. So four total picks.
Yeah. And he's not living up to it in any way. Then you go to the secondary, where I think all of us, the entire offseason, were like, are they just waiting to add? Is Gilmore just waiting there, right? Or maybe it's game one, and if you sign a guy before game one, they're on your roster the entire season, they're waiting. And then when they had some success, there was some haughtiness. I heard KOC one time with PEA saying, hey, everybody doubted us with the cornerbacks. Hey, KOC, we're doubting them again. Because I looked it up today, Pro Football Focus, 119 cornerbacks. You know who's ranked 119th? Jeff Okuda. I don't think that's good when you're the last ranked cornerback. And Rodgers does make some plays, but they got issues there. Harrison Smith in, out. Metellus needs to be the linebacker hybrid a lot more than when he's actually a safety.
Pass coverage.
He's got no shot, right? Then, let's quickly before you go, and I want text. I'm going to look at text and calls. What the hell has happened to this team? 651-461-9226. You played last night without your stud left tackle outside of a couple series. You played last night without the center, who a lot of people liked. But the Colts kind of said, it's been great, Ryan Kelly. Three concussions before he came here that we know of. And I always feel like if it's three concussions that we know of, there's some multiplier.
Yeah.
And then O'Neal plays every snap the week before, can't play. We had a snap count on Darisaw earlier, no snap count. Jackson's coming back from, was it that wrist surgery? And Will Fries has done nothing to live up to the money they gave. The epitome to me was the one play where I think it was Brandell and Fries are blocking no one. They're in that position, you know, they're looking around, you know, and three guys just smash Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Just absolutely smash. You know what the Vikings need right now? Andy Luger. Andy Luger, Amherst guard, 12-0. I was going to text him last night, but I didn't. They could use Andy Luger, right guard. Then let's get to the quarterback. First of all, this might be a contender for dumbest thing ever on Twitter. The Gopher Bobos, the Gopher Apologists. Many of them suggesting that the reason why Brosmer was not brought into the game is because KOC was afraid Brosmer was going to look too good, and then he couldn't go to JJ.
Quarterback controversy.
Go to a darkness retreat, if honestly that's how dumb you are. And I'm going to repeat, dumb. That you honest, like if you're doing it with tongue-in-cheek, bravo. But plenty of these folks were not, that's why KOC is going to say, man, we could win this game with Brosmer right now. We could get 4-3. We could build momentum. You know what? That would hurt me with JJ.
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave Carson Wentz out there to look like an extra in the Gladiator when he's getting sauteed. Then the poor guy who's – that was Archie Manning with the Vikings the Steckel season, where you're like sitting at home and going, can they really keep playing?
Yes.
Like I'm thinking to myself, take him out.
Then he's sitting on the bench, just sprawled out. And
then apparently Josh McCown is Dave Chappelle.
I was going to say, what? I mean, I get it. We play too much into the what the appearances on the sideline. Yeah. But seriously, every time they're laughing and smiling.
Had to be like four times. I'm not kidding.
Yes.
And I mean, I can't tell you how many talk shows on the sports side was going to go, oh, do you see someone laughing? I'm like, it's one moment. Every time they showed him. I mean, were they watching Delirious? I mean,
they were podcasting the Adam and Jordana
show. They love, exactly. Stop. They were listening to Stop, what we should get rid of. Then five runs again in the first half. Is he allergic to the run? And he said in the postgame, I'm afraid of third and longs. Well, try running to avoid a third and long.
Right.
And maybe that Udinski, I think his name, Grant, that went to Jacksonville. Maybe he was also his real quarterback whisperer. But by the way, he can't, KOC can't be believed. He has been very good up until this season. Great hire, well worth the extension. I'm not calling for his firing, but
is he getting hot?
Yeah, I mean, no, it's not hot at all.
Warming up.
He's in the vest guy like you. He's in the vest community. But, I mean, come on. You got to make some adjustments. The next time they play a game, it is November 2nd, and their wins this year, Browns, Bengals, Bears.
Yeah.
The three Bs.
Yes. Who do they got next? Oh, the Lions. No.
Yeah, how's that going to work out? And then the Ravens.
Any other B teams? Baltimore.
They do have Baltimore, but by then I think Lamar is going to be back. Now, the Ravens are giving up 97 points a game. So what else? Am I missing something? What else? What the hell happened to this team?
I don't think so.
Even the kicker missed it. They kind of ran that.
Al Michaels had to apologize for pointing out that he hit the wire, and then the NFL got in his ear saying, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
What is with that?
I hope that was joking. And there weren't, like, really bad moments for ASU's own Al Michaels. But, again, he's telling us stuff over and over and over and over and over again that we all know. You know, it's game seven. And I'm not saying just the Minnesota audience. We know that Sam Darnold will play for the Vikings next year. Is there anybody who's watching football is like, whoa?
And Daniel Jones.
I mean, you know, it's just, and again, he's one of the five greatest play-by-play announcers of all time. And he's getting a mill a game, and he drove about 30 minutes to call that. Right. I mean, so please sign me up today. I'll drive 30 minutes for $100. Probably not $10 because I got to figure out the gas situation. Al drove 30 minutes for a mill.
Yep. Good gig.
That is a good gig. All right, you're going to kill animals?
Not this week.
Yeah, you're going to prepare to kill animals.
Yeah. Got a new trail cam.
Cheating again.
Trail cam that has cell service, so it, like when it captures a deer on the camera, it'll text me the picture.
The heck is the point of that?
And
what
video
is the
capability.
Point of using your senses and feeling with the nature, and I can sense when they're coming.
Well, that's
now
not.
Now you're over there.
No, it's not for when you're in
away,
your stand.
And then the deer is like knocking on the door.
It's not for when you're
Kill
in
me.
Your stand.
That makes even less sense.
Well, then what's the point if you're not in the stand?
Because then I know, like, there's activity near my stand.
Okay, so if there's activity, let's say yesterday. And you're not going up there again until next week. And you think the deer feels a commitment to just stay by the stand?
I mean, that's their area. That's maybe a dominant buck in the area.
What would you know about a dominant buck?
I mean, when you were at the heyday of ASU, you hit all the good bars where you're finding the women, right? Same deal.
They found me.
Okay.
Take a number, ladies.
Settle down. They'll get to you.
Yeah.
You're such a cheater.
Oh, cheater.
Go get out of here with that vest and your cheating. What the hell is happening to the Vikings? What do you want me to talk about? What would you like me to talk?
Ooh, where do you get your insurance, Chad?
I do. Amber Scholl, Team Scholl, let's go. Even right now, during this break, TeamScholl.com. Why Team Scholl? First of all, with American Family. Heavyweight in the business. I don't need to get Fred's Insurance in Fridley. Good luck to you, Fred. I hope it works out well. I hope you're listening. I hope you have a great weekend. I want a heavyweight. I have it with American Family. I also want a local office. And for me, this local office, 35 years. And we all have options. So that tells you what I think of this place. Amber with the office for 15 years, running it the last 3-plus years, and it's worth the website. They'll call you right back. TeamScholl.com. SCHOLL.com. You comfortable with that car insurance? You comfortable with the housing, the condo, the cabin? Maybe got some real estate holdings? Reach out and find out. Maybe just feel better about what you have. Great people. Track them down. TeamScholl.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Chad, tell us, why did KOC inexplicably leave Wentz in the second half? Wentz was worthless and KOC left him in. Because he decided this isn't difficult. And I was saying, with a cast of thousands, okay, just me watching the game, take him out. Take him out. So it's clearly debatable. And he's beating up and he's getting pummeled. But again, if you're so deep in your maroon and gold and you honestly think KOC is afraid of success or winning the game if Max Brosmer goes in instead of JJ, I would encourage you to visit a doctor today. That is as asinine as it gets.
Carson Wentz QBR last night, 27.3. Max Brosmer QBR last night, 67.9.
How long was
That's a 40-point difference, Chad.
How long was he in there?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Imagine what it would have been if he were in there longer. You know, that number goes up to 100. He probably would have ended up about 150.
Is it possible that they would have held the Chargers scoreless? Because they would have been so... Because I didn't want this to feel like in any way I'm downplaying Brosmer. Because he's the best Gopher quarterback I've watched in 30 years. And he had some moments in preseason. And maybe he's a player. Maybe at some point he's a player. But it's not because KOC is so epoxied to JJ that he's afraid of Brosmer having success.
The defense would have been better if Brosmer
had inspired. Inspired.
That's all you need. All right, we won the Revolutionary War because George Washington inspired the troops. The defense would have been inspired by young Max.
Who's the young blonde guy that keeps showing Wentz? Wentz smiled every time he's around the guy. That's what we're talking about. Josh McCown.
Quarterback coach.
Quarterback coach. He's been interviewed for multiple head coaching jobs. He played for like every team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Highly regarded. And again, I'm not going to spend a lot of time, but it was at least four times that they showed McCown when they're getting their just doors blown off. Just yucking it up. Just having too much fun. The GM needs to look at the picks and trades. Yeah, let's get to Kwesi before we pause and get to Major. They have a great head coach so far up until this season.
What do you think?
Up until this season, I think he was great. I really do. I think he owns plenty of responsibility this
obviously
year.
Obviously tremendous with quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Up until this season.
Right. I mean, those 2 years, they won what? They won 13 and 14 games? I mean, it was a great start to his career. This year, again, apparently we can't criticize Kwesi and Flores, which is absurd. Just absurd. Kwesi, we know most of the draft choices have not worked.
Nope.
To be kind. Now, he can say Jordan Addison, who's a baller. He also might want to not drive 100. Might want to show up on time. Now, their signature moves were with O'Connell very involved, too. Ryan Kelly with health issues. Will Fries not looking good so far. And Hargrave and Allen not looking so good. And saying goodbye to Darnold after the fantastic season and just two dreadful finishing games. And then offering Daniel Jones the same amount, even maybe a million more, than the Colts offered.
Some defensive moves have worked out. Van Ginkle, you mentioned, has been great.
And
Cashman.
And Van Ginkle, Grenard, and Cashman, absolutely. But I think there's more on the dubious list for Kwesi than the positive list.
When you add in the draft picks, it's not close.
Yeah, it is. All right, we'll get back to the Vikings. Collar's here, as he is every Friday. Major is next. Major's coming to town at some point. I'm not. Do I want Major to sleep at the house?
Yeah, you've got a room for him.
I got a room. We got a guest room.
Sure.
Right?
Come on, Major. You're right over there. You'll be right next to Q.
Right. Yeah. They can play the games. Sure. Right away, what will I give Major in the morning? First thing.
Nice tall glass of Connecticut water.
No, I'll give him the Dodgers box score when they've won again. That's what I'll give him. And I'll come down wearing my Dave Lopes, you know, jersey.
Or your Los Angeles Chargers gear, too.
Yeah. We got a couple things to go with them. Dodgers World Series, Chargers blowing out the Vikings. That will come up with the Major visit. But, yes, the Connecticut drinking water system from Aquarius Home Services, AquariusHomeServices.com. It's crisp and comfortable outside. Maybe it's your day to have your second coffee of the day. Not us. But we're in the minority. Maybe it's time for that first hot chocolate. Maybe it's time for that glass of water. Maybe whatever you're preparing, you need water. Go with the Connecticut drinking water system. Best in the business, and right now you need to do it because at this point you could save up to 25%. Don't wait. Earning the right to be recommended since 87. I'm a customer since 93. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Tonight at 10 o'clock on this radio station, you can listen to The Takeout, the best summation of what's happened that day in D.C. and across the country. No better. You can sign up for it, have that podcast delivered. You can watch it live on the CBS app. Major, great to chat with you as always. This is Steve Bannon, a part of an interview the last couple days, continuing to make the point that he makes over and over and over again. Listen and let's react.
Well, he's going to get a third term. So Trump 28, Trump is going to be president 28. And people just ought to get accommodated with that.
So what about the 22nd Amendment?
There's many different alternatives. At the appropriate time, we'll lay out what the plan is. But there's a plan, and President Trump will be the president in 28. And the country needs him to be president of the United States. We have to finish what we started. Trump is a vehicle. I know this will drive you guys crazy, but he's a vehicle of divine providence. He's an instrument. He's very imperfect. He's not churchy, not particularly religious, but he's an instrument of divine will. And you can tell this of how he's pulled this off. We need him for at least one more term, right? And he'll get that in 28.
Bannon talks about this more than anyone, but the president hands out the caps, which talk about a third term. How much are people close to the president looking at that possibility right now, when we're not even done with the first year? And how vigorous will they pursue this, whether some sort of emergency, some sort of declaration? We have talked many times about a man when he came down the escalator. Well, this is fun. This is PR. Mm-hmm. You know, various moments over and over and over again that this would stick to him, including this minor little thing I call January 6th.
Yep.
And he always survives.
Mm-hmm.
Is this possible?
I think you have to take very seriously any utterance from Steve Bannon or anyone else around President Trump that he will try to stay for a third term or stay in the office regardless of whether or not he has a third term. He exhibited a willingness to bend the law, raise a group of protesters, which turned into a riotous mob, to stop the certification of an election defeat. So you have to tell yourself and believe anything is possible in this space, regardless of how much it would ignore tradition, the Constitution, or any other norms. That I'm not predicting it will happen, but you must take seriously the possibility that those around the president would set this in motion. But I think the first point you made is more important. We're first year of Trump's second term.
Mm-hmm.
There's a long way for him to go in that term, physically, from a health perspective and otherwise. And anyone of his age, just as anyone of Biden's age, that is a factor that must always be weighed on a day-to-day basis. Because at a certain age, if things begin to go, they begin to go rapidly. And I'm not saying things are going for Trump, but he's gone to Walter Reed twice this year.
Mm-hmm. We know very little about that, right?
We know very little about that. His schedule basically has one event a day. He had more when the first part of this second term began. He was much more vigorous.
He does meet the media sometimes two or three times a day, though, doesn't
yes,
he?
Yes, there are days when that is true. But if you sort of net out his schedule over the last couple of months, and I've been just keeping mental notes on this, there's usually one event a day, and that's it. So his pace has slackened a little bit. Now, look, he's going to go to Asia for a week, Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. I've covered many of those with previous presidents as well as President Trump. It's a pretty intense schedule. Mm-hmm. He may blow through that and look great and be vigorous. All of that is certainly possible. I'm just saying, at anyone of an advanced age, three more years of a presidency is a big deal, and you got to get through that before you can contemplate anything else. But to your threshold question, should people dismiss or take seriously this possibility? We must take it seriously.
If you told me I had to place a bet today and February 1st, 2029, who's the president of the United States, I honestly would bet Donald Trump right now. He has overcome so much. The question is, if they are exploring stretches of the Constitution we never could have imagined, or declarations that seem beyond improbable for his most loyal Republicans in elected office, what are they going to say if this happens?
Well, the default answer is whatever Trump tells them to say.
Yeah, right.
I mean, is there anything really inconsistent with that pattern in Trump 2.0? Answer, mostly no.
No.
I mean, there's the occasional Thomas Massie and Marjorie Taylor Greene is wandering off the reservation a bit. But in the main, no, there's not going to be any pushback.
No.
And look, I think there's a couple of things pending before the Supreme Court that will play very strongly into this calculation. One, it's the Supreme Court's assessment of tariff powers.
Mm-hmm.
Because the president has taken them entirely beyond what any previous president did. That's an absolute fact. And most people that I've talked to who are experts under the underlying law that this administration cites for its ability to do this say that's not what the law called for. That's not what the law permits. And the historical understanding of the taxation powers when this country began was all tariff powers. It wasn't any other kind of taxation powers. All flowed through Congress. But if this Supreme Court, as currently composed, says, no, you're fine, that will be a signal to the president that another norm can be surmounted. Similarly, if the Supreme Court says, you know what? The 14th Amendment doesn't say what it says or historically has been understood to have said about birthright citizenship, and whatever Trump wants on that, it gets. The administration gets. If those two things go Trump's way, what on earth would anyone around Trump who wants him to have a third term would say to themselves other than
green light, go ahead. All right, let me jump in on tariffs here because I wake up this morning and I see you. We're upset again on tariffs with Canada. I'm thinking a couple weeks ago, they were the prime minister and the president. They were pals. And this is all about the premier of Ontario and their group putting out a video with the actual words, not the AI words, the actual words of Ronald Wilson Reagan in 1987 with, I assume, his weekly radio address.
Right.
Where he is cautioning and criticizing tariffs and saying basically, I know the initial default, let's punish, let's sanction, but in the long run, this is going to hurt him. And this is a man, Donald Trump, who says repeatedly, my favorite word on the planet, not love, not Melania, not Barron, tariffs, tariffs. So then he announces on Truth Social, another tantrum, I am ending any trade talks with Canada, any trade talks. And then the Prime Minister Carney's just getting off some plane. He's trying to be very diplomatic.
Yep.
Okay. Where are we going with this one?
So we do about $1 billion in trade and services between the two countries annually. This is a $75 million ad buy. Now, look, if you want to be upset about something, you can decide for yourself what you want to be upset about. That's true in matters large, medium, and small.
Yep.
If the president wants to be upset about this, he can be upset about it. But honestly, let me just put that into context again. This is a $75 million TV campaign that is jeopardizing $1 trillion in goods and services trades between the United States and Canada. Seems a little disproportionate.
Yeah.
I am going to talk on my show tonight about this group called the Kobesi Letter.
Okay.
They have 1 million followers on Twitter, K-O-B, I think it's E-I-S-S-I. They have on their X account, they published this on October 12th, what they regard, and they said in their analytical advice to their customers, they have gained them lots of money this year by following this 11-step pattern. I'm quoting them. And the 11-step pattern always starts on a Thursday or Friday with an announcement from Trump declaring some new tariff or some collapse in trade talks.
Mm-hmm.
That the markets begin to digest Thursday and Friday. Maybe before the markets close on Friday, there is some sort of reassuring statement from someone not named Donald Trump, but in the administration nevertheless. And certainly by Monday or Tuesday of the following weekend, there are reassuring statements from the White House. And the markets rise and fall and trade on this pattern now continuously. This Kobesi letter says, we do this all the time for our clients. And they have all gained trading in the in-between on these announcements and what they don't, and more importantly, what they don't mean.
He also played a very big part in the usual
so
suspects.
My point there is, this may not last. This may not last. By Tuesday, it could be all calmed back down.
Well, right now I'm looking at the markets, and I totally get what you're saying. Right now the Dow's up 545, and the Nasdaq's up 311. So I think
that's mostly driven by the CPI print. But nevertheless, they're not freaked anymore.
They're not. The taco thing is legit. Okay, shutdown among our topics when we come back. What kind of party is Major having tonight for the Dodgers Game 1 playoffs? And if he came to town for 2 days, would he spend the night at my place? All of these on the docket when we come back. 49 past 12. You know where I would take him? We go stretch.
Got to get a good stretch.
We got to go stretch. Major, he's talked before, working out. He looks great, looks tremendous. We could go to any stretch lab he'd want.
Stay limber.
Stay limber. You know, stay focused. We'd be, you know. Trying out. First of all, Major would get evaluated by the pros at Stretch Lab. He'd talk to them about any nagging issues he has. I would call ahead and have the therapist say, how about those Chargers? Aren't they playing real well? Because he doesn't acknowledge that the Chargers exist after they left his hometown in San Diego.
Are the Padres still in it, Major?
Oh, that's really, I wouldn't go that far. You did. That's uncalled for. Whether you're Major Garrett, whether you're me, whether you're Dave, whether you're a 17-year-old, whether you're fit, whether you're golfing, biking, Stretch Lab with a dozen-plus locations of town, they work with everyone. I believe in it. For 6 years, they make me feel better, and my son with significant health issues. StretchLab.com. I saw this guy, Michael Bublé, maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I would say 95% of the audience, including myself, wanted to go home with him. We all were just so smitten and
totally
fell for him. By the way, you would have felt the same way. I mean, don't act like you're detached. Your eyes would have locked in. You would have been right there. Okay, I don't know the music theme. Would you like Major to guess? Or, I mean, it's just one song he's heard. That's a tough guess.
Well, yeah, but being the Dodgers fan he is, I assume he would have to know why I would play that song today.
Yeah. Any guess, sir?
Gentlemen, we go over this so often. It has really crossed over well beyond tedium. Well beyond tedium.
Well, that just makes us want to do it over and over.
That's the Chad Hartman show in a nutshell.
That's
right there.
It. You have to understand, that is me, not the show. That is me in everyday life. That is
tedium,
why
my name is Chad Hartman.
That is why there are a lot of people who still love me and still check on me, but they no longer want to be with me because it's just that. That part wore him down so much. Okay, what is the theme, sir?
Well, when you hear that song, I'm Feeling Good from Michael Bublé inside of Dodger Stadium, you will know Shohei Ohtani is striding to the plate for his next at-bat. So today, in honor of Major's Dodgers participating in the World Series Game 1, we have Dodgers walk-up music from several of their stars.
Dodgers
All I can say is, Canada.
Okay, before we get to the shutdown, Let's say you come to town in summer for a speech, but we're also going to get together, and it's two nights of rest. And I offer you to stay at the place. We got a guest bedroom, or you can stay in a posh and Tony hotel downtown Minneapolis. Which way are you going?
Well, I'd love to have a meal with you, Chad, but given the option, I'd probably stay overnight by myself at Stretch Lab.
Yeah, I think so.
Even if it was closed.
Yeah, I think most people are that way too, right? I mean, I'll golf with you, dinner.
Yes, yes.
I'll see you maybe tomorrow, or this was a great day, but
right.
I don't need to cuddle with you later tonight.
No. And I can tell everyone, playing golf with Chad Hartman is a magnificent experience.
One time.
Because he is a great golfer and a great gentleman.
Well, I appreciate that. Sometimes there's an aberration, really, on both, sadly. Okay. Shutdown. Behind the scenes, do you think either party is moving in any substantial way to some sort of compromise?
No.
Wow. So if I ask you Thanksgiving, when we probably have you on Wednesday, if you're available before Thanksgiving.
I will be.
Okay. Will we still have a shutdown, do you believe?
60-40, yes.
Wow. What will change this?
So there are a couple of intervening factors. One, the race is next Tuesday. I mean, not next Tuesday, but the following Tuesday, November 4th, for governor in Virginia and New Jersey. So Republicans think they have a chance, a better than a puncher's chance, in New Jersey with Jack Cittarelli, who almost defeated Governor Murphy in what was a stunner, how close that race was 4 years ago. In the history in New Jersey, it's very hard for the same party to have the governor's mansion three elections in a row. He's had it two with Pat Murphy. So Mikey Sherrill, the Democratic nominee, has a lead, but Cittarelli's close. Trump is putting a little bit of effort into that. There's going to be a teletown hall for Cittarelli tonight. In Virginia, that race tightened a little bit, but Abigail Spanberger, the Democratic nominee, looks to be comfortably ahead of Winston Sears, the Republican nominee, whom Trump has not endorsed, though she's certainly advocated for that over and over. If the Democrats win both of those races and sort of beyond expectations, that'll be a signal to Republicans that even when they think they've got a good shot or a puncher's chance, as they do in New Jersey, it doesn't work out. The net negative of Trump is very pronounced. That might shift some calculations. And if Republicans win either of those two governor's races, that might shift some calculations on the Democrat side. That's one external event of a purely political nature that could change the sort of we're in our trenches, we're not talking, we're not going to compromise mode of now. The other thing is any other set of external events. And I don't even want to speculate, but look, stresses on air traffic control are real. Stresses on TSA are real. People who are doing stressful jobs and are not getting paid don't do them as well. That's just a fact of human nature.
Correct.
We had, through my colleague Chris Van Cleve, an air traffic controller on my show last night who broke down in tears. He's a single father of two.
Heard it.
He now drives DoorDash when he is not an air traffic controller, so he can feed his kids. That's not good. And when I talk about external events, I mean something that is very unpleasant, very unhappy, that forces politicos to stop being politicos and do something else.
Yep.
Absent that, right now, they are not only in harness, they are deep in their harnesses, deep in their trenches, and digging the same furrow over and over and over.
I have 30 seconds, then I got to go top of the hour. Will Donald Trump get $230 million from his Justice Department?
I don't think so, but I can't tell you it's impossible. It's a stretch, but he's a master, as we discussed earlier, of finding hidden elasticities in American law.
Have a fabulous weekend, sir. I look forward to our conversation next week.
Okay.
Major Garrett, we are incredibly lucky to have him on. Shaletta and Rochelle, next hour. Power Pack next hour here on WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.